We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, Why Apply Day is this Friday,
yes.
And this is a big deal. This is from ACT, the college entrance exam that is issued, that is really standard nationwide.
Yes.
And this fall, obviously, students across the country, seniors, are going to be applying to the next level in their education. And so Why Apply Day is an initiative through ACT to encourage students to apply. It's
yes.
just that. It's that simple, right?
Yes.
So what does that look like? What are you doing in this effort, and what can students expect on this?
So we're encouraging them really to evaluate where they are, where they want to be, and what does that next step look like? And by applying, it doesn't mean that you're saying, I'm going to be locked into a four-year university. It could easily be that, you know, I'm just going to apply to maybe go to a two-year college so that I can either get an associate degree or even maybe just a certificate program. But whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to commit to that next step. You know, the whole purpose of K-12 education is to prepare the future workforce. That's our purpose. And so what better way than to encourage our students not to let the learning stop, but to really let it continue and let them, you know, set them up to be successful moving forward the day after graduation.
Well, you know, what's really great about this initiative is that it is a social media campaign. So it's engaging. It's not something that's just passive.
Right.
So it allows the students to actually kind of think outside the box, because they're going to have to fill out a little paper. For those of you who are obviously listening to this, you know, the concept is hashtag why apply. They take a sheet of paper, they write on it why they are applying for college or the next level of education, and then we post that to social media
right.
with the hashtag why apply. And so why did you apply to college? let's talk about that for a second. I mean, you're in the pinnacle of a teaching education job. Yeah. I guess what would be higher? State board of, I guess, if you wanted
yes.
to escalate that.
Yes.
But I mean, in terms of like a you know, the day to day and being involved with educators, you're the superintendent of a school system. That's a great achievement.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I'm honored. I'm still honored and very humbled to be in this role. And I think that sometimes students see us as educators, or they see business leaders, and they see all these other community leaders, and they think, oh, well, they just arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just happened.
Right.
You
yeah.
know, they were meant to be in that role, or it just happened, and they had their life all together, and I don't, and I don't know what I want. And, you know, so I thought it would be neat just to tell my journey a little bit, because
yeah.
I didn't have it all together. I didn't aspire to be in this role. You know, every time I received further education, it opened up doors that eventually led me to here. But that was not how I began.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I began as a senior in high school, just like everybody else, wondering, what am I going to do with the rest of my life?
Yeah.
And thinking I had a plan that wasn't really the right plan for me, if that makes sense. So,
sure.
you know, my school, I'm not going to give the dates when I attended high school, but there wasn't a lot of discussion about those next steps. There
yeah.
wasn't a lot of discussion about sure. developing, you know, yourself as a worker.
Yeah.
I can remember even a senior in high school working in the counseling office.
Okay.
That was my job.
Yeah.
But no one ever talked to me about college applications or
right.
taking the, at that point it was the SAT that mm-hmm. we took, taking the SAT seriously.
Right.
There were no study groups to prepare me for the SAT. I yeah. remember just saying, you know, hearing, well, you have to take this to graduate, and getting up early on a Saturday morning and going to a testing site and taking a test that
sure.
I was not prepared to take.
Right.
We did have a few courses I could take in high school. One was speech and debate that I really loved. I'm sure you're surprised by
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
you don't say.
there was, I took every English class I could take. I loved English. I loved government.
Yeah.
And in high school thought that, okay, well, you know, I love speech and debate. I love to research. I love government. I love all these things. you know, I think I'm going to be an attorney. You know, I do love to argue.
Here, I was just about to say, here comes the speech and debate piece of, right. of where you went. Yes, yes.
And so they offered typing at my high school, and I said, oh, no, I don't need that. You know, mm-hmm. if I'm this big-time attorney, you know, yeah. I'm going to have somebody typing my papers, right? You know, and those of you that are in the field of law, you know how comical that is because of how many briefs that are written.
Sure. And,
you don't always have somebody to write that for
right.
you.
Right.
So I didn't take that. And so I finished school. No one talked to me about the LSAT. No one talked to me about, you know, what it would entail to go into law. You know, I didn't know. And so I kind of floundered a little bit after high school and thought, okay, well, maybe if I at least get my foot in the door of the legal field, I'll see if this is where I'm supposed
sure.
to be. So I first applied to a certificate program. It was not college accredited. So mm-hmm. it wasn't an accredited program, but it was a certificate program at Prince Institute in Montgomery, and it was court reporting school. I was very good phonetically. I went in, they give you a test on the onset because as you're typing on that device, everything is phonetically spelled.
Sure.
And so I passed that perfectly. I passed the entrance exam. And so I started a journey to be a stenographer.
Yeah.
So about a year into that, and I had to go pay for typing classes because you had to type at 75 words a minute to be able to graduate.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So, hear me, could have taken it free in high school from a really good teacher.
Yeah.
Had to pay for night classes mm-hmm. at Lee High School in Montgomery so that I could learn to type. And that's a skill I've kept my whole career.
Sure.
So I'm just going to say right now, I should have listened and I should have taken advantage of it in high school.
Yep.
And I wish now that I would have.
Yeah.
You know, you always talk about regrets. That's one.
Sure.
Because I use typing every single day.
Absolutely.
I mean, look at the, you know, computers, you know, we work on all the time and I type all the time. I don't have someone else that does it for me, even in my current role. It's me. And so anyways, I did that. That landed me a job at the Forestry Commission as a clerk stenographer.
Okay.
And I worked there for several years until I had my second child
mm-hmm.
and decided to stay home mm-hmm. And be a stay-at-home mom for a bit. And it was about that time that I really started to ponder, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? I was teaching Sunday school. I had been directing the children's choir church. I was teaching Mother's Day out mm-hmm. and I thought, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I went all around to figure it out. And so, I then enrolled at AUM in Montgomery,
mm-hmm.
started classes there. I paid a homeschool girl to come to the house and keep my children so that I could go 2 days a week to class.
There you go.
And, finished the education program there at AUM, was able to, get my first job. Teaching, absolutely loved it, and knew that's where I was supposed to be. And so several years after I started teaching, I noticed that my students were really struggling with reading. My youngest child struggled as well. And so I went back to school to be a reading specialist, one, to help my students, but honestly to help my daughter so that she could learn to read.
Wow.
And so I got a master's as a reading specialist.
Okay.
And then that led to some other open doors that opened in my career. And so I transitioned out of the classroom into the role of a reading instructional coach at the high school level and worked with all four high schools in Elmore County. And then once I began that role, I was encouraged to go back and get my admin degree. And so I said, well, I don't want to be a, you know, administrator.
Sure.
I don't want to be a principal. I don't want to be. And they said, you need to do this. And so I did. And then that led to other doors being opened. And then I was encouraged to go back again and get my EDS and my doctorate. And at that point, I went to Auburn University. They have, I'm biased, they have one of the best doctoral educational programs. And so I enrolled in there, started there. Well, that, you know, just skyrocketed my career even more, the networking opportunities that I was involved in. And so, you know, really all of that led me here.
What a story. What a route.
Right.
What a journey.
But I want our students to know that you may not have it all together, but take advantage of every opportunity that you're given.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You never know. I think we were just talking about it just a few minutes ago. What did you say?
Every day is an interview.
It is an interview.
Yes.
That's right. You never know who you're going to meet. And even the people that you do know already, you may spark something in them that may allow you to have a different opportunity down the road.
Right. Everybody else recognized where I was supposed to be. I just had to.
Yeah. No, I get
come
it.
Come to that realization that
I get it.
You know, this is where I was supposed to be. And
that's so funny. That's it's totally opposite of mine.
Yeah.
My route was, I knew since I wanted to, since I could, that I had a microphone in my hand. Like as a kid, my mom has videos of me with a microphone in my hand, a toy microphone. And at the beginning of it all, I thought I wanted to be an actor. But I knew that I was always fascinated with television in some capacity, media.
Right.
Went to school for, I mean, I knew it in high school. I helped start in Mobile at Mobile Christian, our student news program. Mm-hmm. Did that for several years. Went to Spring Hill College for 2 years because I had a scholarship there. Came back, helped teach the program, student teaching. Went to the University of South Alabama where I finished my degree in broadcast journalism. Got a job in Mobile on the air for 6.5 years. And then moved up here. I've been here over 9 years. And so it's so funny because it was more a straight and narrow path for me.
Right.
I knew what I wanted. It took you a little bit of time to find that journey. But at the same time, there is no cookie cutter way to do it. There is no right or wrong way. You just have to take advantage of the opportunities that you're given.
You have to take advantage and be willing to take that jump.
Yes, yes.
You know,
just a leap of faith, if you will, as cliche as it sounds. And because you never know what's going to come your way. I mean, you never know the opportunities that are going to fall at your feet. And, you know, it was interesting when I was at CNN interning many moons ago, 15 years ago, I had an anchor that came up to me as an intern. I was an intern. The anchor came up to me. This was probably a month or so into my internship of 8 weeks or whatever it was. And he came up and he, you know, introduced himself. I'm thinking, who is this guy introducing himself to a little intern? And his point that he was making when he was talking to me is that he saw a lot of himself in me at that age.
Right.
And he gave me a piece of advice, and we've all probably heard it. You know, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
That's correct.
But he took it a step further and he says, it's also who knows you. Oh. And that stuck with me ever since. His name is Mark McKay. And anyway, Mark, that piece of advice really stuck because he knew me just from afar.
Right.
He saw the work ethic I had. He saw the diligence that I had in what I was doing. And that all comes from, you know, having had, you know, being in classes in college and having that training and that real life experience. So, yeah, you never know what opportunities and who you're going to meet along the way.
And I was going to say, you never know who's looking.
Yeah, yeah.
You just don't.
You don't.
And even if you don't realize it, they're watching.
Absolutely.
You know, they're watching your interactions. They're watching your work ethic. They're watching to see what time you're coming to class.
Yep.
They're watching to see if you're turning in your assignments. You know, all those things, they're watching.
Absolutely.
And you never know what doors will be opened, but you miss out on those opportunities if you don't take them.
Absolutely. And that's entirely what college is all about, right? Being able to experience that, and really even in high school, I mean, being able to dip your toe into several different facets. And you know, there are some jobs locally and around our region that that have great potential for our students.
Well, and our students can actually be prepared to walk into a lot of these positions right out of high school, because of our connections with the community colleges here, and the four-year universities, where they can actually start on these certificate programs and take advantage of some of these opportunities, even if it's just getting your foot in the door.
Right.
You know, for example, healthcare is big in our region.
Yeah.
There are a plethora of jobs available in healthcare. Well, you can get your medical assistant right here at high school.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your CNA right here in high school, so that you already have the certificate you need to get your foot in the door of that medical field.
Yeah.
You know, now, yes, you can go on and go into the LPN and the RN programs as well.
Sure.
We want you to. We would encourage you to. But you can actually leave high school already prepared to walk in there.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not every day that you get that chance to excel.
And I think, you know, manufacturing, we have a ton of manufacturing jobs here in our area. Once again, we have pre-engineering classes at the high school where you can learn AutoCAD and already get a certificate in that. Mm-hmm. We have students right now that are dual enrolling at CAHC in welding, to be exact.
Right.
We highlighted them last night at the board meeting for being workforce ready.
Yeah.
Because they've already gotten a certificate and they're working on another one. You've got education and child care. You know, we are one of us, Talladega County, Talladega City, all three of our school systems are the, you know, major employers right here in Talladega County.
Yeah.
There's tons of opportunities with education to come in and work with our students and work in our community. Transportation and logistics. There are tons of opportunities there to work in transportation. And we, you know, one of the things that we're working on is a partnership with CAHC so that we can actually offer CDL classes at the transportation building that we purchased. You know, we're trying to, we got a grant from the Lieutenant Governor to put in a classroom in that building. So as soon as all of that is up and running, that's our plan, is to offer CDL with a partnership.
That's a big deal.
Right. I mean, retail and hospitality.
Yeah.
You know, look at Purcell Farms.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, look at all the lakes here that draw in, you know, visitors and everything else, you know, that, you know, they need people that can do customer service.
For sure.
Well, we have hospitality and tourism at the high school. They're able to get certificates.
Absolutely.
In that. So, you know, I would just encourage our students, take advantage of every opportunity, but also be willing to make that jump. Mm-hmm. Take that plunge. And, you know, for our members in our community, tell your story.
Yes.
Encourage, you know, our young students to take advantage of opportunities by telling your story as well. Because I think they might be surprised that, you know, it wasn't just a smooth, clear pathway. I'm sure there's others that had a few bumps in the road, as I did as well.
It very well may influence the future and the journey of a young person.
Right.
And what they do at the next level. So, no, wise words. So appreciative of what you have experienced and sharing that advice along the way. that's really, really special. So Why Apply Day this Friday. Looking forward to seeing all these social media posts. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We invite everyone to join us. Tell your story. Use the hashtag WhyApply and encourage our students to take that next step.
Awesome. Dr. Eller, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.